Hello, my name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Iyov Perek Lamed, Iyov Chapter 30. To recap Chapter 29, Iyov reminisced about the good old days when life was amazing. And God was watching over him, and he was prosperous. He felt God with him in all his steps. Iyov painted an idyllic picture of a life well lived. Until this chapter, we did not have a detailed picture of Iyov's life before the tragedy. In Iyov's telling, God was always with him. His children surrounded him. Everyone respected him. Everyone feared him. Everyone honored him. He was a moral pillar of the community. He aided the poor, the orphan, the widow, the blind, the lame, the needy. When Iyov spoke, no one had anything to add after his words. And he had power like a king and was the one who consoled others, as opposed to his position now, when everyone should be consoling him. In our chapter, Iyov will contrast his past with his surreal and harrowing present. Iyov ended chapter 29 with the vivid description of a king in the midst of his army during a battle, protected and potent. Iyov said, "I was the one who consoled the mourners." And this phrase foreshadows our chapter and Iyov's life post-disaster in an ironic way. Now he is the one that needs consoling. And he is definitely not perceived as kingly or influential anymore. In our chapter, Iyov describes a personal experience of extreme contrast. Iyov begins this description in verse 1 with the word ve'ata, and now. So what happens to him now? Remember in the other chapter, all the young people were running away. They were afraid of him, and the wise and the princes were listening to his voice, wanted to know his counsel. But now, ve'ata, sachaku alai tzi'irim, mimeni liyamim asher ma'asti avotam, lashit im kal ve'tzoni. But now, those younger than I deride me, make fun of me. And men whose fathers I would have disdained even to put among my sheepdogs. I wouldn't even have the parents of these young men watch my sheepdogs, let alone give me counsel and advice. Gam koach yedehem lamali alemo avad kalach. Of what use to me is the strength of their hands? All their vigor is gone. Bechaser uvechafan galmud haorkim tzia emesh shoah umishoah. Wasted from want and starvation, they fled to parched lands, to the gloom of desolate wasteland. This is one of the more than a dozen uses of the word of shoah in the Bible. Shoah umishoah. Shoah is used now in Hebrew to describe the Holocaust. In Yiddish, it is mostly called der Churban, the destruction, which is really what Shoah means. Here, Iyov is lamenting that before I was like a king, and now the young ones laugh at me. I used to look down on their fathers from my high social perch. They weren't even worthy to be with my sheepdogs. And now they make fun of me. How the tables have turned. Originally, these people who now mock me had to escape to the desolate wastelands and emptiness and hide and eat dirt and shrubs. But now, says Eov in verse 9, Ve'ata neginatam hayiti, va'ehi lahem lemila. But now I am the butt of their jokes. I have become a byword to them. Tiavuni, rachakumeni, umipanai lo chaschurok. They abhor me. They keep their distance from me. And they spit at me. Because God has disarmed and humbled me. So they treat me any way they want. According to Mitzudat David, because the upstarts consider themselves better than me, they make fun of me and sing about my trials and tribulations, and I'm their main topic of conversations. And when they pass me, they spit in my face. Eov continues, Berov koach yitchapes levushi, kifi kutanti yaazreini. Oh, with great effort now, I have to change clothing, and the neck of my tunic fits my waist, which means now I'm so skinny that I can fit my whole body through the neck of my clothes. By night, my bones feel all brittle and my muscles hurt. I'm like dust and ashes. And I cry out to you, Hashem, but you do not answer me, and you do not consider me. Eshava elecha velota aneni amadti vatitbonenbi tehafech laachzarli ba'otzem yatcha tistemeni. You have become cruel to me. With your powerful hand, you harass me, Hashem. God, why are you doing this to me? You lift me up and mount me and throw me to the wind, and my courage is melting. Ki adati mavet tishiveni, uveit moed lekol chai. I know that you will bring me death. The house assigned for all living, Hashem, you are just going to lead me to death. Eov is cataloging his overwhelming discomfort and torture and his feeling of abandonment. He cries out to God, God, help me. But instead of God helping, God is increasing his suffering and torment. This is such a contrast to Tehillim. In Tehillim, when David HaMelech cries out to God that he is suffering and alone, the end of the chapter always ends with an upbeat message of trust and solace. For example, let's use Tehillim chapter 13, Yud Gimel. Lamnatzeach mizmor le David. For the leader, a psalm of David. Ad ana Hashem Elokim, tishkacheni netzach, ad ana tastir et panecha mimeni. How long will you ignore me, O Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Yarum oivi alai, ad ana, ashit etzot benafshi agon, bilvavi yomam, ad ana yarum oivi alai. How long will I have cares on my mind, grief in my heart, all day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Habita aneni Hashem Elokai, ha'ira enai pen ishana mavet. Look at me, answer me, Hashem. Restore the luster to my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Do you see the comparisons here? Pen yomar oivi yechaltiv. Tzarai yagilu ki emot. Oh, the enemies will say, I have overcome him. My foes exult when I totter. Please, Hashem, help me. Instead of ending with, oh, I know, Hashem, my end is death, and you don't care about me, how does David end? ואני בחסדך בטחתי, יגל ליבי בישועתך, אשירה להשם כי גמל עליי. How does the perek in Tehillim end, and so many prakim in Tehillim, where David is crying out to God and asking for his help and turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God? How does our chapter end? But I trust in your faithfulness. My heart will exult in your deliverance. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Our chapter in Iyov ends with the words, Vayihi le'evel kinori, v'ugavi l'kol bochim. So my lyre is given over to mourning, my pipe to accompany weepers. Iyov is saying, I'm going to end in death, and my lyre, my musical instrument, is only going to play songs of mourning. And my flute is only going to accompany people who are crying. So whereas David HaMelech's lyre and kinnor that he played was always praising God, Iyov's is mourning and crying. Not everyone can have the faith of David HaMelech, King David, that during the times of tragedy, he's always so positive. Is there a place for those who falter when tragedy strikes? Is there a place for people who question and see darkness? Is there a place for those who need a process to come to grips with what transpired? The Book of Iyov says yes. Recovering from suffering is a process that has several stages. So we are inspired by David HaMelech. We are inspired by Avraham. We are inspired by all people of great faith who are also positive even in their suffering. But what about the people who are suffering but cannot be positive all the time and have a lot of questions and are really drowning in their tragedy and suffering? The Book of Iyov says there's a place for you too, because recovery is a process that has several stages. And you can ask your questions. You can feel alienated or feel alone. The good thing is that at the end, Iyov does feel the presence of God and does get out of that feeling of lostness and loneliness. To sum up, in our chapter, Iyov painstakingly articulates the sharp contrast of his present life with the blessed life he lived before. Iyov is the butt of ridicule by those whom he previously ridiculed and the epitome of suffering and loneliness now. We feel for Iyov. In the next chapter, chapter 31, Iyov will emphasize and highlight all the chesed, the ethical and spiritually moral deeds that he did throughout his life, proving that he does not deserve this torture. Thank you for studying together, L'Iluy Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.